The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head on over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim that free bet today.
Generinos, and welcome to another action-packed, exciting adventure that we call a podcast, the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 215. I haven't checked our rankings in various countries for a while, but I see we are hovering around the top 50 in Denmark. So this one goes out to all our Danish friends. Once I introduce my co-host, he's going to say something to them in their native tongue. So I am Jeff Chalks Fox, one of your hosts here, the Chalky half of the duo. I had a couple underdogs on the prelims. If you're looking for the UFC Fight Night, this week's UFC Fight Night prelims, go back an episode. This episode will be the main card. I found this event quite chalky, but I find most events chalky, which is probably why I win a lot. And people prefer my co-host because he makes exciting picks. So let's bring him in anyhow, and we will dissect the six fights that will be going down this Saturday night. He's the one and only Daniel Gumby Vreeland, and he's going to speak to our friends in Denmark. Go. Speak Danish.
Vor dem gardet.
Do you know Danish.
Do you know a slight bit of that? That just means how are you in Danish, if I'm not correct.
They're all answering now.
In high it's hey, but it's spelled H-E-J, though, I think.
Everything's got a J there, I think. So
yeah, right. But it's just hey. So
there you go.
So just in case you didn't think I knew any Danish, now you know.
There you go. Everyone, I heard everyone say hi. They feel welcome now. So, all right. Like I said, prelims in the books. You can listen to that already. We're gonna do the main card. As I mentioned on the prelims, we lost a couple fights. These probably would have been co-main event and the next fight down, more than likely. Jarzinho Rozenstruik, Chris Daukaus, Cody Garbrandt, Ronnie Yahya. So it's a bit of
I'm pretty sure that the Daukaus one was listed as the main event originally.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this would have been a very solid card. But anyhow, we don't care. We're going to win money on it regardless, right?
That's right. That's all that matters.
That's how we roll. Let me think. Any news or anything we need to talk about? Oh, we didn't talk about this yet. They actually did it, Dan. They released Aspen Ladd, something we were wondering if the UFC would do it or not.
Yeah, I've wavered back and forth on my feelings on this. It seems like a shame, but at the end of the day, I'm going to say I feel good about it if it helps her change her coaching nutritionalist situation. Because you can't miss weight that many times and not think like, oh, maybe it's time to change something.
Yeah, so what do you think her next move is?
PFL. 1,000% PFL. Yeah, because there's already
talks. She's going to go up to lightweight then, right?
Well, there's already talks of Kayla Harrison not doing another season. I mean, which probably means they're going to do a featherweight or bantamweight season.
You can't make other weight, though.
That's true. But that's exactly the type of fighter PFL wants, right? Yeah. If they want an Aspen Ladd.
Yep. So hopefully she can get her act together, so to speak. Not to sound rude about it, but I guess she's messed up a lot of things for people with her not being able to cut weight. So they did that. What else have they announced recently? Main event. Oh, actually, PFL, speaking of them, is going to be pay-per-view for their final card. Love that. Something else we have to pay for, Dan.
Yeah, I won't pay for that.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it'll be free in Canada. Sometimes things.
Did you see on that card they've got Marlon Moraes fighting?
Yes.
Fighting Shane Burr. In the name of God. And I saw a bunch of people on Twitter, and I'm calling all of you out who wrote this. So if you wrote a tweet that sounds like this, this criticism is directly for you. Some people wrote, that's a banger. And the only thing that is being banged in that fight is the sides of Marlon Moraes' head four times until he's wildly unconscious.
Yeah, because he's an auto fade.
Yeah, well, not only is he an auto fade, we're talking about a guy who the UFC was like, dude, it's over. Yeah. And a dude who, in Shane Burgos, who is not coming off of being let go by the UFC, but coming off of an uncomfortable contract situation where he beat Charles Jourdain and Billy Quarantillo and was competitive with Josh Emmett and Edson Barboza before that. I mean, he knocked out Makwan Americani and beat up Cub Swanson, like had a good fight with Calvin Kattar. This is a dude who's a beast still, and they're going to put him in there with poor Marlon Moraes, who, by the way, has to come up a weight class for the fight, too.
He's not even going to make it. Like, this isn't even a tournament fight. He's not even going to make it to the tournament. He's going to get
battered.
Right. You think we'll get a good number? Probably not, right?
No, that should be negative 9,000.
I know it should be, but you never know. I guess we're not going to get a good number. So
you're not going to get a good number.
What else we get? Kelvin Gastelum, Nasruddin Imavov headlining the first event of 2023. You like that matchup?
Yeah, that one was already booked a while ago and got canceled. I can't remember exactly the reason, but I'm glad to see Imavov getting his big fight because he's deserved it for a while.
You remember when Gastelum was the thing? I remember. I've been watching for a long time. I remember.
He literally gave Izzy Adesanya maybe his toughest fight in the history of Izzy's career.
Yeah, it's true. He's but he lost nonetheless. Our buddy Hobocop, you're back on his bandwagon, Hope, after picking against him. He's going to annihilate Brad Tavares in Brazil at UFC 283. I think
that's even a better matchup for him than Chidi was. So yeah, of course I'm in on it.
And then Brian Barberena, which is good, a friend of the Top Turtle MMA podcast, which I forgot to mention last show. Sorry. He gets a big name opponent again, RDA, moving back up to welterweight.
Oh, man, I didn't even see that one. Yeah. I'm hearing that December. For the first time right now, and I love it.
Yeah, that's a good fight for Brian Barberena. So,
it's a good fight for everybody. That should be fun as hell.
Yep, there you go. That will be in early December in Florida. So there you go. Now you're all up to date, but this isn't a news podcast. Just threw that in there because we've only got, six fights to break down. But Dan can be long-winded sometime, especially if he's picking a huge dog and he has to justify it. So you never know.
No, just when I have to pick 42-year-old dudes, which, by the way, this card is plagued with. Like,
and you pick them all. You pick the 42-year-old. You pick the 44-year-old last episode.
Is Olenek only a 44?
Yeah, or 40. I think he's 45 this year, perhaps. Yeah.
Trinaldo's 44. Do you think I'm going with him?
That's right. Masadorama Rambo.
Masarundumba.
Yeah, we'll be talking about him very soon. All right, I'm going to tell you about some of our friends who keep us on the air. Some of the people listening may wish we weren't still on the air, but nonetheless, they're keeping us on the air, like WinBet. Thinking of joining WinBet? Now's the perfect time. New customers, about $100, get a $100 free at bet. Plus, the WinBet Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get 100% deposit bonus up to $8,000. WinBet is live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. As I've said in the past, if you're not there, move. Plus, WinBet has their own same-game parlay feature. Just click on the game you like, select build your own bet, and start building a monster parlay. So much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Current terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where play through WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And on to promoguy.us. Promoguy.us is the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies. They got daily updates and odds boosts and huge cash bonuses from all the major sports books. And they've got a VIP Discord group that puts even deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips. Got to say, we've been looking at their daily promo updates, and they are some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you what team is probable to win, but where you'll get the best odds and how to track down and cash in big on constantly changing promotions. If you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you are missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of all is that PromoGuy is run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. Go to promoguy.us and check out their 100% tracked, transparent, and proven method for betting smarter. So make sure you check out promoguy.us. Let's jump into it, shall we? 7 p.m. Eastern, ESPN Plus, Saturday night. We're going to start with lightweights. Mike Davis versus Vyacheslav Borshev. You may know him as Slava Claus. He is 6-2. He also was a translator in the UFC Apex at one point. Who is that for again?
Was it Victoria Dudikova?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yep. All right. Slava Claus, the translator, 6-2, 5 knockouts. Never been finished in the fight. He's taking this on short notice. 1-1 in the UFC. He's won 4 of his last 5. He did lose his last fight to Mark Diakasi. 1-0 in the Contender Series. That's where we all fell in love with him. Well, Dan probably fell in love with him well before that because he watches everything else. He's outstruck his three opponents in the UFC and Contender Series by 0.21 strikes per minute. He's at plus 150. Mike Beast Boy Davis, 9-2, 7 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been submitted one time, the only time he's been stopped. 2-1 in the UFC. He's won 2 straight fights after dropping his debut. He's not fought since January of 2021. He's 0-1 on the Contender Series. Do you know who he lost to? Because I don't.
Mike Davis lost to Sadiq Youssef on the
Contender Series. Oh, yes, that's right.
And it was a very fun fight. Yep. Sadiq Youssef couldn't walk at the end of that fight.
More on him very shortly. He's a regional champ, Davis, or was a regional champ. Used to fight at featherweight, 3-0 as a pro boxer. Inch of height, 3 inches of reach on Borshev. He's more than twice more active landing strikes, 2.2 to be exact. He's been outstruck, though, by his UFC opponents by half a strike per minute, 0.52 strikes per minute. Grappling stats in his favor, minus 180. I guess I usually start off the main card. I really wanted to pick Slava Claus because, you know, I'm a fan of him. But, yeah, Mike Davis is also a good grappler. Maybe not as good as Mark DeCasey, but he is a good grappler. And he's a good striker as well. And Slava Claus is taking this on short notice, which means based on stats, he's got, what, 37% chance of winning. Based on the stats just for this year, 2022, short notice, people are only winning 30% of the time. So there's just too much going against Borshev here for me to pick him. So Mike Davis is the pick.
I'm with you. I hate the short notice facet for Slava Claus. I hate that. I think Mike Davis has the grappling in his back pocket, but even more so, I really don't like Slava striking against a guy like Mike Davis. Mike Davis is insanely durable. You know, like he took a lot of shots from Sadiq Youssef, who hits pretty darn hard. He took a lot of shots in that Mason Jones fight. And I mean, like, his cardio is incredible. His pace is incredible. Like, I think people are sleeping on how good Mike Davis is. He's only 2-1 in the UFC. Because he just hasn't stayed very healthy, but at one point they had him booked with Giga Chikadze. He had that like mercy killing of Thomas Gifford. And his only loss was a short notice fight up a weight class against Gilbert Burns. He's got an impressive resume. So yeah, give me Mike Davis here.
Yep. Durable, hits hard, and way more active striking too. So plus, and then he's got the grappling, like you said. So, all right, we're on the same page there. Let's move on to another catchweight fight. We had a women's catchweight fight. Now this one just got made a catchweight over the last day or two. This is going to be 140 pounds. It was originally going to be a bantamweight fight. John Castaneda versus Daniel Santos. Tell you about Santos first. Willie Cat. I remember talking about him last time he fought Dan, because we figured out what a Willie Cat was, right?
Did we ever figure out what a Willy Cat is?
Didn't we?
I don't feel like we did.
Right. Well, he's a Willy Cat regardless. Maybe the intern will figure it out. He's 9-2. 4 knockouts, 2 submissions. Never been finished in a fight. 0-1 in the UFC. He's not won a fight since November of 2019. So it's almost 3 years now. Used to fight at flyweight. Inch height on Castaneda. 4 years younger. He's been outstruck by 5.2 strikes per minute in the one UFC fight he had. Plus 160 the number on him. Sexy Mexi Daniel Castaneda, 19-5, 8 knockouts, 6 submissions. He's been knocked out once. 2-1 in the UFC. He's won 2 straight fights, both via finish. 1-0 in the Contender Series. Was the Combate champ before all this. He missed weight twice in the past. He used to fight at featherweight and lightweight. 2012, he's been fighting pro MMA since. He's got 4 inches of reach on Santos. Striking stats in his favor. However, he's been outstruck by 0.15 strikes per minute in the UFC, so pretty much a wash. With his opponents, grappling stats in his favor, minus 182. Over to you.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Castaneda here. I think there's just too many things that I like that Castaneda does. And I think that's going to cause Daniel Santos kind of some issues. The biggest one being that Daniel Santos kind of just like he throws a lot. But it's a lot of like wild, crazy stuff that he's just like kind of hoping something hits. Like, you know, you mentioned his striking stats don't look all that good. He landed 21% of his strikers against Julio Arce. And granted, that's quite bad. So, you know, like for just reference, since the Sexy Mexi's landing over twice that, and like Also against good opponents, right? Like, he's a guy who's beaten Miles John. He beat Eddie Wineland. He went toe-to-toe with Nathaniel Wood. Granted, he didn't win that fight, but it was on short notice. So, like, Castaneda is a guy who, I mean, I think has looked really good. He's got a bunch of knockdowns. He can go in there and sub you. And Daniel Santos is just a guy who's going to throw some pretty wild stuff. With that being said, I am going to caveat it with the fact that somebody shot my DMs on Twitter and told me that I was foolish for taking somebody on Contender Series and picking against the guy out of Shoot the Box. So I will shout out the fact that Daniel Santos is from Shoot the Box and I'm picking against him again. Shout out to that guy if you're picking. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But shout out to that guy if you're picking Daniel Santos in a right again. I don't know. I guess the next episode's dedicated to you.
Whoa. I decide who the episodes get dedicated to, not you, mister. You, now you're giving it out? For crying out loud.
That's true. You never ask me ahead of time, do you?
Sometimes I do. When I'm stuck, I do. When I don't have the deigns to send the episode out to. I'm taking Castaneda as well. I think the fact that this has been moved up to 140 pounds obviously is going to benefit him, since Santos used to fight at flyweight and Castaneda used to fight at lightweight. So he's going to be a bigger guy. He's definitely got the reach advantage too, 4 inches reach. So yeah, Castaneda is the pick on top of everything Dan said. Obviously I retweet everything you said as well, so there you go. As Noah says on the MLB gambling podcast, he retweets people's thoughts on things. So all right, I'm going to tell you about Newhouse Advantage before we move on. Newhouse Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Playing pick'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250,000. And if that's not enough, it says plus. So that means more than $250,000 in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You also test your skills versus the house and win 20 times your entry if you hit all your picks. Bundle up to 5 player prop over-unders on individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Make sure to check out Newhouse Advantage today. Experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. You won't want to miss out on this. Sign up now with promo code SGPN at NoHouseAdvantage.com or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. And our friends at Babbel are back. If you want to be a UFC translator, it's the spot for you. If you're like me and there's a foreign language that you regret not learning in school, it's never too late to start with Babbel. Babbel is a language learning app that's sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you can finally cross learning that new language off your list. Obviously, Gumby doesn't need it because he's already learned. He even knows Danish, so he knows most languages. I'm sure there's something on Babbel he hasn't learned. They have 14 languages there. So with Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson, so you can start having real-life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, not computers. Their language method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. That's babbel.com/SGP for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. OzTrader. OzTrader is the place to compare odds from all major sportsbooks. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker, so bettors keep records of all your games and betting activity. So go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. All right, what are we on to now? We are on to featherweights, the aforementioned Sadiq Youssef versus Don Shaynus, who was on Top Turtle podcast last week, correct?
Correct, yes.
Shameless. He is shameless. If he's going on Dan's podcast, he definitely, the nickname fits him. Don Shameless Shaynus, 12-3, 8 knockouts, 2 submissions, but knocked out once. This will be his UFC debut. He's won 5 straight fights, 3 straight via TKO, multiple regional championships on his
mantle,
2-0 in Bellator, +600. Oh yeah, this fight was basically hastily made because Youssef was supposed to fight a few weeks ago and that fight fell through, and now they set this one up. So it's basically short notice for both guys. Super Sadiq Youssef, 12-2, six knockouts, been knocked out once, 5-1 in the UFC, won his last fight, won 1-0 in Contender Series. We know who he beat now, Beast Boy Davis. Used to fight at lightweight, 3 inches of height, 4 inches of reach, 3 years younger, -900. Obviously, Youssef is the pick here. Short notice, basically short notice debut for Sheamus, technically. Like I said, both guys, short notice. Short notice debuts generally don't go well, especially when they stick you in with a number 12 ranked featherweight, who's way bigger than you. So yeah, Youssef is the pick.
Yeah, I don't really love the number here because Sheamus is like such a dog. Like I think he's going to give us a performance that makes people love him at the end of this because he is so freaking tough. But like, and he's got good power, so like, I wouldn't entirely count him out here. But yeah, like you're talking about a guy taking a fight on 2 weeks' notice, who's been fighting guys in Cage Titans, who you know it's not the number one promotion in the world. And, you know, Sadiq Youssef was getting ready for Giga Chikadze. So yeah, 100%. Give me Sadiq Youssef and all the $11.11 that I'm going to win off of that number.
Yeah. We know what the number one promotion in the world is. Not Cage Titans, one championship, correct?
Yeah. Hopefully we don't have to talk about one on Prime 3 or something in one of these dead weeks coming up.
Excuse the coffin. Yes, we do have another. We're gonna have one of our on-air meetings after at the end of this episode to figure out what we're gonna talk about next week because UFC is going dark again next week.
I can already tell you if you want.
No, nope, not now. You're waiting. We're staying on schedule. Our imaginary schedule in my head. Bantamweights: Haoni Barsalas versus Trevin Jones. Trevin, 5-star Jones, 13-8 with 1 no contest. 3 knockouts, 4 submissions for him. He's been submitted twice. 1-2 with 1 no contest in the UFC. Was a regional champ. 20-11 was his pro MMA debut. 3 inches of reach on Barcelos. He's also 3 years younger. He's been outstruck by 2.1 strikes per minute in the UFC by his opponents. +185. Haoni Barsalas, 16-3, 8 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been submitted once, so anytime he's been stopped in 19 fights. 5-2 in the UFC. However, he won his first 5 and then lost 2 straight. He's not won a fight since November 2020. Used to fight down at featherweight, actually up at featherweight. This is bantamweight, right?
Yes, correct.
Yes, okay. RFA champion, he was. He also was a judo champion. He also was a grappling champion. He also was a wrestling champion. This man has a lot of championships on. Hopefully he has a mantle. 2012 was his pro MMA debut. Striking stats in his favor. He's twice more active landing strikes than Jones. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 0.34 strikes per minute. Grappling as well in his favor, -230.
So my turn or yours?
I think I picked Youssef first. Yes, it's yours.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Trevin Jones here on the.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I think he's had a really tough couple of fights in a row. But when you look at who those fights were against, which are Javid Bashara and Sedyakub Krakhravanov, like those are just really two really hard fights to take. And before that, he knocked out Mario Bautista. And he knocked out Timur Valiyev, which is an insane run. And then he got two really tough dudes. You know, that same Timur Valiyev kind of just controlled Haoni Barsalas. And then Barsalas got really badly outstruck by Victor Henry the next time out. And not for anything, if you go back and look at the run that Haoni Barsalas was on, which, by the way, I was one of the ones tooting his horn and saying this guy, you know, is a big deal and people should be giving him more credit. So many of the guys he fought in that run are no longer with the UFC, you know, like Kurt Hollebaugh, Carlos Achuayin, Khalid Taha, like all of those guys. That's not a great set of wins. And like, I don't know, maybe the best one in there is Sadner Megamedov. And I guess he's looked all right since then. Like, I guess he got that big win over Cody Stamann. But yeah, like I'm just not really impressed with that resume long term with Barcelos. He also seems to be slowing down in his age and becoming way more hittable. That Victor Henry fight showed that, like, that dude just gets hit so often. And I think that's a bad recipe against a guy like Trevin Jones.
Yeah, I'm not totally sold on Barsalas. This could be the fight to determine whether he truly is shot or not, but I'm still taking him here. Definitely a better grappler. He used to be able to crack on the feet. Hopefully he can still crack on the feet. So let's see. Let's see. I will be taking Barcelos. Co-main event time. Welterweights: Francisco Trinaldo versus Randy Brown. What's Francisco Trinaldo's nickname, Dan?
Massaroon Dumba.
Right, which is a type of tree in Brazil, correct?
That's correct, yes.
There you go. See, I know that much. I just didn't feel like saying the name. All right. He's 28-8. He being Tronado, 9 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's been submitted 3 times. 18-7 in the UFC. So this is fight 26 in the octagon for him. He's won 2 straight, 5 of 6. He used to fight at lightweight. He has missed weight in the past. That's why he's up at welterweight. He used to fight at middleweight as well. 1-1 on the Ultimate Fighter. He was the Jungle Fight champion before the UFC. 2006, he's been a pro MMA fighter since. 12-1 as a pro kickboxer. He has outstruck his UFC opponents by 0.55 strikes per minute, plus 255 the number on him. Randy Rude Boy Brown, 15-4, 6 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted once. 9-4 in the UFC. He's won 3 straight and 5 of 6. He was a Ring of Combat champion before this. 6 inches of height, 8 inches of reach, 12 years younger. So we got another massive age gap on this card. More active striker. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 1.1 strikes per minute, minus 325. Randy Brown is the pick, but it's not a slam dunk because Tronado just he keeps screwing us over when he fights when we think he shouldn't. He's up, you know, up a weight class that he's not really fought a bunch at. He's a lightweight, but now he's old and probably has trouble making lightweight, or he's shown he's had trouble. But Brown is just way younger, 12 years younger, way bigger. I wouldn't put past Tronado to screw us over and win again, but Randy Brown's my pick.
Yeah, the reach is what worries me here against for Tronado. Like he's I think I saw he was giving up what 5 or 6 inches of reach or five or six inches of height,
yeah.
And then yeah. 8 inches of reach, which is just I mean that's insane. So and really the only person Randy Brown has lost to in like the last 3 years is Vicente Luque. So yeah, I'm going with Randy Brown here too. Again, I will say I feel more confident than you do in based on what you said, but I will say this. I don't like that number as much as other people might not. By the way, speaking of old people, I was given this stat recently. You know, Ilir Latifi, who is also not a young guy. I don't know if you know this.
He's 39.
He's 39 years old. He will be the fourth oldest person on this card.
Really?
That's
fantastic.
Because he's younger than Tronaldo, Olenek, and Kennedy.
He's too young for you to pick him. That's why you didn't pick him. Not enough experience, right?
That's right. He needs another 5 or 6 years under his belt.
At least. All right. Randy Brown is the pick, but yeah, I think we both agree. The number is not the thing. All right. Main event time. The Mommy, Mackenzie Dern versus Yan Xiaonan, women's strawweight. Actually, let's let Dan say Mackenzie Dern's opponent's name because
Yan Xiaonan.
There you go. that's one of his special talents. Let's tell you about Xiaonan for, or actually Yan is her last name. Excuse me. Let's tell you about Yan first. Fury is her nickname as well as Nine. She's 15-3 with 1 no contest, 7 knockouts. To her credit, she's been knocked out once, submitted once. 6-2 in the UFC. She's lost 2 straight fights after winning her first 6. She's not won a fight since November 2020. 2008 was her pro MMA debut. Inch taller than Dern. Striking stats in her favor, and she's 1.8 times more active landing strikes. She's actually very good on the feet. She's outstruck her UFC opponents by 1.89 strikes per minute over her career. Very good number. Grappling stats as well in her favor, because Dern does not have very accurate grappling statistics. Or she spams takedowns, doesn't land as many. Plus 185 number on Yan. Dern, 12-2, 7 submissions. Never been finished in a fight, 7-2 in the UFC. Won 5 of her last 6, including her last fight. Used to fight at flyweight. She had a lot of trouble missing weight, but that apparently is all she had to do was have a baby, apparently. And now she's in insane conditioning compared to where she was. 1-0 in Invicta. I have written down that she's a grappling champ. That's an understatement. She's the elite of the elite in grappling. 4 years younger than Yan. She's been outstruck by 1.19 strikes per minute in the UFC, which is not a good number. Minus 230 is the number on her. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going Dern. This one. Yeah, I think this one's actually easier than people are making it sound. Xiaonan has not been particularly good against really great grapplers. Her last 2 fights against really good grapplers, Carla Esparza and Claudia Gadelha, she spent so much of that time on her back. The Carla Esparza fight, and granted, I know Carla Esparza may be better at takedowns than Mackenzie Dern, but like Yan Xiaonan spent all but 40 seconds of that fight on her back. She spent all but 40 seconds of that fight on her back. That's an insane number, which just shows you, like, she can't get back up when she's down, which really, over a 25-minute fight, how many times is Dern going to have to take her down to finish her?
Like, once.
Yeah, once probably, especially if she's not the type who gets right back up. Yeah. So, yeah, give me Mackenzie Dern here. I think that's obvious.
Yep. Yeah, as Dan said, Jan gets taken down too often. She's going to have the advantage of the feet, but Dern seems to be improving each fight on the feet as well. So it's, and she's never been finished, so I don't think she's going to get lit up on the feet by any means and get dropped or anything like that. So Dern is the pick for me as well. So that is all our picks for our regular picks. We still have our recommended plays coming up, so don't you go anywhere yet. They will be coming up next after I tell you about the Elias Game Plan app. Did you know that the best day of the week is actually Monday and Thursday and Sunday? Because it's NFL season, our favorite time of the year. Whether you're in the fantasy leagues, betting on your team, or just talking highlights around the water cooler at work, the NFL season just got a lot better thanks to the Elias Game Plan app, the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app for the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau, official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues. Elias Game Plan is full of information and insights provided by the renowned research team, which means they constantly give you information that is up to date, that you can trust. The app gives you everything you need this season to get a competitive edge, league validated team and player news and stats, head-to-head team comparisons ahead of their matchups, along with Elias key insights from the Elias statisticians, including injury impact analysis and expert game analysis, which can give you the advantage in betting, picking your fantasy lineups, or showing off your sports knowledge. And Elias Game Plan is releasing new features all the time, like their chat function, which allows you to talk directly with their researchers. So you get the information you need to feel comfortable when making big decisions on betting or your fantasy team. Elias is the most respected research team in the industry. Quality information is key, so I'm glad they created this app for accurate data and important context. Elevate your NFL season today and download the Elias Game Plan app. That's E-L-I-A-S. And right now, I have a special offer. When you subscribe, get 15% off your annual subscription, but only if you use my promo code SGPN15. Find Elias Game Plan Sports Betting in the App Store or Play Store today and use my promo code SGPN15. That's mine, not Gumby's. My promo code. And finally, Fubo TV. Last but not least, if you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone, plus games in 4K at no extra charge for 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices and never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. All right, you ready for some recommended plays, Mr. Gumby Man?
I am, and I'm loaded up on them today. Here's all right. Big fat list out of me.
$100. We're only betting $100 because we're trying to, try to seem like common man, right? That only bet like little amounts. So we're just going to bet $100 on our recommended plays here. Sprinkled over the card. Go ahead.
I'm going to start with probably my favorite one on the whole card, which is Christoph Jocko. I'm going to take $30 on his money line.
All right. $30 money line. We did that yesterday. And the money line we recorded at was -125 for Christoph Jocko against all in Brendan Allen. All right. So it's $30 on that. I will take, I try to do it in order of the card here. Let me see which one jumped out at me. Give me $30 on the Sexy Mexi Castaneda over Santos, money line.
And what did
minus
you have?
-182.
Yep. I like that one. I'm going to take, and you're going to think I'm getting cute here, but I'm going to be taking a couple of props in here. Thank you.
You have dreamy eyes.
I've been told that in the Discord. I'm going to take Tabitha Ritchie, but I'm not just going to take her money line. I'm going to take her by decision. And I'm going to take $30 on that. Yep. While I think she's going to pretty easily beat Jessica Penne. Penne's good at jiu-jitsu. So, just assuming Tabitha Ritchie is going to finish her seems kind of crazy, especially because Tabitha Ritchie, not for anything, hasn't really finished anybody in the UFC. She's not been going after him, and if she has been going after him, it's just been, heavy control and stuff like that. She didn't get Pollyanna Viana or Maria Oliveira out of there. So I'll take Tabitha Ricci, $30 by decision. It's -115.
Oh, it should be better than that, but that's good. I agree with that pick. She's not really a finisher, so that pick works for me if you care. No, I can't go against Slava. I was thinking about it, but no.
I thought about that too, by the way. The Davis line is kind of nice.
It is nice, but no, I think I'm going to pass on it. Yeah. So I can see Slava pulling it out. You never know. No. What else? Grishin. I think I like Grishin over Linz. Give me $30 on Maxim Grishin. Money line -175.
All right. Look at you with all these sub 200 ones. Are you all right?
I know. I'm crazy tonight, aren't I?
Yeah, crazy. So I have actually four more plays. I'm going to have $10 on each of them.
My goodness.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I got my two negative numbers up there, and now I'm just going to take some stabs at some, sprinkle in on some big plus numbers. The first one, I'm just going to take $10 and put it on Guido Chinetti at +240. I figure it's a really nice spot for him.
All right. He's going against me there. That's a direct slap in the face to me, for sure. Do I like Jocko that much, Dan? You picked him. Do I want to pick him too? Do I want to pick Iller? No, I don't want to pick Iller Latifi. Fine. I'm going against Slava. Give me 30 on Beast Boy Davis, money line over Slava Klaus, -180.
All right. And so you mentioned Castaneda. I'm also going to take a stab at Castaneda, but my one is going to be a little bit different. I like Castaneda by submission. He's been a club and sub kind of guy, and he's got low key good wrestling. And I think Willie Cat is just going to be throwing wild enough stuff on the feet that Castaneda might sneak in a takedown and get the sub +600 for Castaneda by submission. Ooh. So I'll take $10 on that.
All right, I'm going to get a prop too. What's the Dern sub prop? Probably not that great, but it's better than
negative 110.
That's actually good. That's actually decent. All right, $10 on Dern sub -110.
All right. So then my last two, I got 10 more and 10 more out there. I'm going to take Sadiq Youssef, but get a little cute with Sadiq Youssef. I'm going to take Sadiq Youssef by decision as well, because he hasn't been much of a finisher in the UFC. You might have noticed, he went out there and won decisions over Caceres, decisions over Andre Feely, Shaman Marias, the aforementioned Mike Davis on Contender Series. The only guys he's got out of there are Gabriel Benitez, who's, kind of questionable chin at this point, and Suman Mokhtarian. And that's it. Those are the only people in the UFC he's finished. The others have gone to decision. And Don Shaynus has not been finished except for his pro debut in 2016. And that was a doctor stoppage. So, he is an insanely tough guy. I'm going to say he goes in there and survives three rounds with Youssef. I think he gets a beatdown. But Youssef is going to win the decision. That's +225. Awesome. So I'll take
very nice.
I'll take $10 on that. And then my last one, I'm going to take $10 on Alexei Oleinik by submission. That's +300. If you're going to pick Oleinik to win, you might as well pick him to win by submission, right?
Now, has Sadiq Youssef given you consent to get cute with him? I know you have dreamy eyes and all, but you do have to get consent first.
You said you're
going to get cute with him.
I'm not positive he has, but I will tell you, I've interviewed him before. So
did you get cute with him then or not?
I don't remember getting cute for him.
All right. Let's recap. Gumby, Daniel Gumby Vreeland, $30 on Jocko money line, $30 on Ricci via decision, 10 on Canetti money line, 10 on Castaneda via sub, 10 on Youssef via decision, 10 on Oleinik via sub, me, Jeff Chalks Fox, 30 on Castaneda money line, 30 on Grishin money line, 30 on Davis money line, 10 on Dern via sub, a rare prop bet for me. And now, maybe we'll hit it this week. Our Hungry Man Jong Superfan Parlay, guaranteed two fights, guaranteed to pay you at least 10 to 1.
I'm just going to steal two of the ones off of my recommended plays. The two I like the best, Oleinik submission, Canetti money line. If you take those two, +300, +240, you're going to get 1280 on the return.
Ooh, 1280. All right. So let me mark that down to make it official. 1280. All right. Oleinik submission, Canetti money line. That's what you guys got to do and win almost 13 times your money. So get out there and do that. All right. In the meantime, listen to Dan's other podcast, Top Turtle MMA, if you haven't heard enough of him yet. I haven't listened yet this week. Who is on this week?
I'm talking with Tabitha Ritchie and the person who I've blown up their spot for two straight episodes, Guido Canetti.
Oh, my God. That's why you had to pick him. All right. Listen to those episodes. Maybe there's some insight there for why Dan picked both those people to win. You never know. Discord. I'm not sure if you mentioned it yet, but sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord is the place to be. Come join us. Have fun. Be merry. Twitter. If that's more your speed or both, you can follow us on Twitter. SGPN MMA is our account that Dan runs. My account is Jeff Fox Writer. His account is Gumby Vreeland. You can read all our stuff at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. You can read my MMA exclusive stuff and enter my free pick'em contest over at Money MMA on Substack. So it's moneymma.substack.com. I think that's it. We're good, right?
That's all I've got.
Right. Okay. What are we doing next week? Another off week for the UFC. So Sunday, we'll probably recap Invicta, recap.
I mean, we'll probably just recap this event yeah. right here. Yeah. Like not that Invicta isn't fun, but I'm sure nobody wants to hear us recap five women's fights from Wednesday when there's a pretty damn good UFC card this weekend. I'm pumped about this one. So we'll probably recap that first. And then there's a couple of regional promotions. I don't know if we're going to pick and choose or if we're going to go all in on one, but there's a pretty great Cage Warriors card coming to us from Italy next week on Friday. And then on Saturday, there's a pretty damn good CFFC card with a lot of recognizable names on there that I like. So we'll either do a combination of both of them or we'll get, reel into one of them. If you've got a feeling about which you would prefer, hit us up in the Discord. You know where to find us. Let us know which one you'd rather have.
Or depending on the lines, and if we see the lines, maybe we could do two episodes. One could be one and one could be the other. Who knows? One could be the Sunday one could be the Monday one. We'll see. Everything is up in the air. We're fluid. And as Dan said, we are accepting input from all of you, our lovely listeners. So, all right, we'll be back on. Oh yeah, and Sunday's a very special day too, as well. So it's a very historic birthday for not a historic birthday, but a birthday of a historic person. So, more on that on Sunday. So, until then, I will remain shameless, Jeff Fox. He will remain Mr. Dreamy Eyes, Gumby Vreeland, and we'll talk to you on Sunday. Bye.